So what you need to do is you stare at your function you're integrating and you try to find a function q prime of x which is roughly f of x in such a way that you can actually where q prime is something that you can analytically integrate so that you can calculate the function, calculate y, which is just the integral of q prime of x dx. So here's a typical example. If we stared at f of x equals e to the minus x times some sort of messy thing which didn't vary as fast as e to the minus x, which is disappearing to zero at infinity, what we could do is choose q prime of x equals e to the minus x, then y, which is q of x, is 1 minus e to the minus x, so that's well defined, and then we re-express the mess in terms of y, and we get a new integral without any exponentials in it. And so you now see why it's called important sampling. So let's do the integral of e to the minus x times a mess from 0 to 100. Well, unless a mess is very large for large x, e to the minus x is tiny for large x. And so if I generated points between 0 and 100, where my integrand went like e to the minus x, nearly all my points will be wasted. They'll be at x values where e to the minus x was extremely small. So what I really want to do is to, so that's a waste. So that's choosing unimportant points. It's mathematically correct, but a waste. By transforming variables so that essentially y, which is 1 minus e to the minus x, roughly varies between 0 and 1, and I put it uniformly in y, I'm putting nearly all my points in the x range, sort of 0 to e or something like that, 0 to 2, which is where the function is important. So that illustrates why it's called important sampling. So you need to know enough about your integrand to understand the dominant behavior which you try to transform away. And